It's my pleasure to be here this afternoon to talk to you about distance education in soil science from our perspective. If there's any doubt about whether or not there's a demand out there for education to remote learners, place-bound learners, why our data from the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences demonstrates clearly there is. 06-07 academic year, we're about 5,000 student credit hours, divide that by three to get approximate enrollments. We're currently sitting here at about 13,000 student credit hours in this last academic year, and our departments are projecting somewhere close to about 23,000 in 2012-13. Just to give you an idea, we started out with somewhere around 180 courses here in about six degree or certificate programs. We now have over 300 courses at this point in time with 18 degree and certificate programs, and we're projected by 2012 we'll have about 27 degree and certificate programs. Dr. Verbraskis from our department went through the genesis of our distance ed program at NC State, and our first course was indeed offered in 1994. I got there in 96, and our group decided that we needed to really support this effort in a substantial way, so we hired a distance education coordinator with programming skills, et cetera, to begin to put these courses up. Our second course went up in 98, et cetera, ultimately to end up in the establishment of our degree program, as Michael mentioned in the first presentation of this session. I'd like to go beyond that. We wanted to, once we saw that we were going to have a degree program, we started to secure some grant funds. We started with ADEC to try to work with the University of Florida. They were way far out ahead of us in terms of course of development, so that didn't really come to fruition, although we do still share some students taking courses for both institutions. In 06, we went after a fairly large grant with the Higher Education Challenge Grant Program to develop a southern region, a consortium of universities, and then I'll end up here and talk about going national with this program in terms of degree distance ed programs, degree programs on a national level. So again, back in 06, we wrote this grant with three institutions to develop, a consortium of institutions, about 16 states involved. We met in Atlanta in 06, and everyone was very excited. We left that that meeting with some clear objectives and tasks to take care of, and about 3 months later we recognized that the Midwest was in the process of doing something similar, and we got the group together and decided that we could pool our resources and efforts and go national with this program and not just in the southern region. And so we had discussions with the Great Plains IDEA program, which was about 10 years old, offering a degree or several degree programs in the human sciences area and some institutions in the Midwest. Currently we have about 30 institutions involved in the Ag IDEA program. You can see the distribution. Again, the Great Plains IDEA was indeed just human sciences to begin with, but in the negotiations and discussions to blend in Ag IDEA, they created an umbrella organization, same name, but now we have the two programs with opportunities for others to come in. The whole idea of the model, though, is pretty fairly simple. The program curriculum is approved by each individual participating institution. Students are admitted to their home institution, usually the institution that they reside, the state that they reside in, their in-state institution, but they enroll at and degree is awarded from that institution. Students take courses from all, or could possibly take courses from, the teaching institutions, all members of the consortium. And again, to clarify, students that are not in the states that are members of this consortium, obviously we're reaching those as well. And then students pay a common tuition, not the tuition dependent upon the institution that offers the course. Current Ag IDEA programs that are that are available at the present time, you can see, range from Ag Education, et cetera, down here to most recent one, which is just approved, Soil and Water Environmental Sciences. And this is both a graduate degree as well as a certificate. Some of the others that are currently being developed and be up and running here in the next 12 to 18 months, you can see there, animal science, poultry, and several others. In order to organize a degree program under Ag Idea, you pull together a committee of institutions that offer distance education courses in these in this area of your interest. And so in our soil, water, environmental sciences, you can see the number of institutions that were involved. We also had, you have to have an Ag Idea liaison, which is a member of the board of directors of the Ag Idea group. And then Kansas State University houses the infrastructure to collect the tuition and do the student records and all that infrastructure, and we take advantage of that. And there's a staff coordinator that you can interact with to help you pull this together. So when we met in the annual meetings in Pittsburgh in 2009, the first thing we did was start out to identify what our learning objectives was, and we expected all our students to move through demonstrating with both knowledge, proficiency in the principles, and illustrate their interrelationships as well as skills, apply these basic technical principles to managing ecosystems, obviously demonstrating both oral and written communication skills, applications of this knowledge and skills to problem solution, problem solving, and then clear appreciation for the interdisciplinary approaches in soil, water, environmental sciences. The soil, water, environmental sciences degree and certificate degree program includes five areas of core courses. Students are required to take at least four courses in four of these five areas. And then in addition to that, like many on-campus degree programs, a course in statistics, as well as seminar, and there's several institutions that have online seminar programs. In addition, there's 21 to 24 credits in soil and water nutrient management, depending upon the need of the student or student interest. And we have many courses. I've just listed generic subject areas, but there's some 60 courses that are now available in all of these areas from these participating institutions. And you can see the diversity from soil fertility, plant-water relations, waste, wetlands, bioenergy, and environment. In addition to these electives, the area we classify as technology or analytics, which would include courses in geostatistics like the one offered at Florida and other areas, in other departments, NC State, for example, remote sensing, experimental methods, instrumentation for hydrologic applications, and watershed and monitoring. There are a number of other courses. Again, as I mentioned, there's about 50 or 60 courses under these electives that are currently available. So part of the approval process, you have to identify a course, a chart, as a student would go through, and these are basically the institutions, State and Texas Tech and Georgia and Auburn and Clemson, that offer these courses. And so we've provided a schedule to the prospective students about when these courses are offered and what institutions they're offered at. And then at the back end, we have obviously a learning assessment. And so our committee, while it formed and developed this program, it also serves as an evaluation committee to see how the program is doing, how student learning is accomplished, or how well that's going. And so we have criteria that we measure performance, again, in the body of the coursework, grades, et cetera, evaluation input from faculty on seminars, papers, abstracts, and other synthesis products. Obviously, there's a final exam for a master's degree, and this would be oral, telecommunication-based, a teleconference-based oral exam. And then we've also suggested for the students that are interested, and we're still at this point toying with asking all students to take the fundamental soil science exam offered by the Soil Science Society of America as evidence of accomplishing acquiring the knowledge and skills. Briefly on the funding model, right now the tuition for a graduate course through Ag Idea is $445 per credit hour, $330 at undergraduate. Those resources are split where 75% of the total So for a 3-credit hour, you can see that would be about $1,300. 75% of those resources goes to the institution that teaches the course. 12.5% goes to the institution where the student is registered or resides, will get the degree, and then 12.5% goes back to Kansas State University, which is the managing institution. So we project in this national-based MS and certificate degree program in soil and water environmental science, an enrollment in the first 3 years culminating in about 75 students nationally, which should generate somewhere about $560,000 total dollars over that 3-year period. Again, split as I indicated before. If you're interested in accessing the materials and the number of courses that are being offered, and as we progress and move towards full implementation of this degree program, this is the resource person, the website address, who you might contact to gather additional information. So.
Okay. Thanks, John. Hello. We have time for a question or two. Uh-huh. Over here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to have to leave to hear my grad student talk here pretty soon, so I'm glad
it's a good thing.
On time. Has anybody looked at, has anybody evaluated achievement of learning outcomes in a traditional course versus a hybrid or fully converted course? That's question number one. So have you taken a cohort that took the regular face-to-face on-campus course, the identical material, in a new format and said one is greater than the other? And secondly, has anybody looked at learning styles among students who are on campus, traditional course, versus learning style, whether they're kinetic learners, more audio, more visual? Do we lose some learning styles when we put them into a distance education class or online? Do you know of any research that's been done along
there? There are a number of publications out that talk about learning styles, distance ed, as well as face-to-face, and the diversity, the needs of being diverse in your presentation of concepts and materials and hands-on approaches, et cetera, for learning. So there are certainly a number of publications one could go to. In terms of effectiveness, our experience in evaluating, because all of our courses in soil science at NC State, we have the same course that's taught on campus, and it is the identical course in terms of content, exams, etc. All of our distance ed courses have an equivalent on campus. And I guess our challenge has been that students that do not do as well distance learning is those students that seem to not have the level of discipline needed to perform or track through the distance ed course as easily as those that are forced to go to class every other day. That's the main thing we're concerned with, is those students that can't complete a course because of their lack of discipline to move through it. The older the student is, it appears, the more disciplined they are to complete and the more successful they are.
Or the more likely that they're paying for it themselves.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, yes. Good point.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.